The Ohio Valley has some of the nation's highest rates of lung disease. The region's high rate of smoking and occupational hazards, such as black lung disease, account for some of that disparity. But researchers at the University of Kentucky wanted to learn more. So they turned to an unusual source, teenagers. Sydney Bowles has the story.
Isabella Back is flipping through the pages of a scholarly article that has her photographs in it.
Oh, there's an abstract and everything so visual.
Back is 18, and last year, she participated in a research project that trained young people to document factors that might contribute to lung disease in their community.
Yeah, this right here is one of my photos that I took.
Back points to an image of a crowded shelf of spray paints and chemicals.
My father actually runs a metal fabrication workshop, but he uses so many chemicals, you know, to strip the metal, to paint the metal, stuff like that. It scares me a little bit because I don't want him to get sick.
Back's concerns about air quality are warranted. Lung disease is a significant problem in Appalachian Kentucky, where more than 1 in 6 adults have been told they have asthma, and rates of COPD are higher than in other parts of the state. Katie Cartarelli is a researcher with the project.
We wanted to invite the young people that lived in Letcher County to share with us what factors they thought contributed to the high rates of respiratory illness in the area.
10 students between the ages of 12 and 18 received training from professional photographers and documented health risks using journals and digital cameras. Then, researchers looked for key themes in the students' work. Here's Cartarelli again.
One of the themes that our youth participants clearly communicated through their photos was this cultural legacy of tobacco use.
For Isabella Back, that meant growing up with family members who smoked. Back remembers an incident from when she was 17.
We were driving home from somewhere, can't really remember, and we had stopped at the gas station.
Back wanted some water and some chips.
Because I was hungry. And I hadn't told my family member this, and they had, like, just enough money to get a pack of cigarettes, and they were out.
She decided not to mention that she was hungry.
Because I didn't want them to not be able to get their cigarettes.
Back says that moment stuck with her.
It's not an everyday thing for me to choose between food and a pack of cigarettes, but I know for so many people in Eastern Kentucky it is.
Students also documented mold in the shower, a railroad used for coal transport, a dusty construction site behind their home. Cartarelli says some of the factors the students identified weren't necessarily major contributors to disease, but they still offered value to researchers.
It's one thing to present statistics and statistical relationships. The power of an image is extraordinary.
Back says even though the project is over, the lessons she took from it will stay with her.
I ended up getting to speak at a panel at UK with over 90 people at it. It was amazing. I felt so professional up there. They gave me a bottle of water and a microphone, and it was just great. I feel like I have a greater appreciation just for using my voice as a young person, because people will listen to you and people will take your opinions and your ideas into account.
The study was released in October in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles in Letcher County, Kentucky.